money. Let's talk money.
I don't have your money.
I know I'd be a lot happier with some extra cash.
Is this about money?
Obviously, this is all about money.
Oh, man, we got bills to pay, buddy.
With practical tips and a focus on scripture, let's talk money. With Dave and Reb. From More Than Enough. Real conversations about money for real people. Let's talk money.
Are you ready to talk money, Reb?
I'm ready to talk money.
That is amazing because, as you know, I say it every time we start the show. This is the show where we talk about the hard issues of money. And it would be boring if it was just let's talk money with Dave because, well, you bring the jazz to the show.
Well, so. Thank you.
At least that's what everybody tells me when we hear it.
So. Maybe I'll just be subdued today.
Not a chance.
Our guest is going to bring the jazz today.
Okay. So. Yes, we have a very special guest today. So let's introduce Natalie Rowe. Many hats. I mean, you're one of the coaches here at More Than Enough. And then you've got a whole bunch of other stuff, which we're going to talk about today.
Yes.
So I'm going to let you introduce yourself in a minute.
Yes.
We're going to do a little housekeeping first. So for those of you who are new to the show, and it's, you know, we've been on the show now 3 years, 4 years. How many years has it been, Rebecca?
Eight.
Okay. So Rebecca's been on the show 8 years. I've only been attentive for 4 years. Don't know how that works, but here we are. Often I say you can get the podcast in all kinds of places. And the feedback I get is, I didn't know you could get it in all, and you can. So if you're a podcasting person, which I know not everybody is, just search Let's Talk Money with Dave and Reb. And if we're not there, please reach out to info at More Than Enough and let us know. And we'll get on that podcasting platform. If you're a YouTuber and you watch and listen to all your stuff on YouTube, awesome. Let's Talk Money with Dave and Reb on YouTube. You will find us there. If you're on Spotify, which, you know, is kind of music and podcasts. Yes, there are podcasts on Spotify. And yes, you can hear Let's Talk Money with Dave and Reb on Spotify as well. So now you know where to go. If you're really stuck and you're like, I didn't understand a word Dave just said about all of that, morethanenough.ca, chri.ca, and notmine.ca. Those three websites host our podcast, and you can just get to the website, click play, and then let it play as you're doing the dishes or as you're working in the shop or wherever you are. You can just hit play and that website will get you there too. So one more place there I want to direct you today is Natalie's website.
Yes.
Transformingminds.ca with minds with an S. .ca. And we're going to talk a lot about it. We're going to get you to introduce yourself, Natalie. But that's a website that if you're like, hey, I'm in front of my computer, do I want to check it out? You might want to pop that up because that's going to be helpful for our conversation
today. Absolutely.
How's that?
That was a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, I do a lot.
Well, you do a lot. So, like, I guess there are people who don't know how to press play that you have to direct them. Thank you. I can't believe you think we've only been here 3 or 4 years.
It just flies by being with you.
Every
moment just flies by.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
I love it.
Actually, today is episode 399.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And the next show next week is 400. Wow. So, yes. Yeah.
Awesome.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah. Beautiful. 2016, November, that first weekend in November, we...
Friday. You can imagine that Reb and Dave would have that many conversations with each other right now.
About money. No wonder we're getting a little like, do we have to talk about money again today?
I'm not getting that.
Okay. I don't know about that. Anyway, okay, Natalie, welcome here.
Thank you.
I want to read a scripture verse before we start because we are talking about money, but related to money. I think that's why we could say why we can still be here after 8 years, to be honest. We just don't talk about cash flow every week. We talk about all kinds of fun things.
Yes.
And we have wanted you here for a few months. So we finally got this booked and good to go because we want to talk about what do you do when you have an idea? You have a job, you have a day job.
Yes.
But especially in the season when we have you know, all the things about the economy and our finances and all that. We all know about all those hard things that some of us are facing that we think, oh, we got to generate some extra income. If you come to a financial coach at More Than Enough, they'll actually say to you, well, how could you generate extra income? So we're going to talk about that and that language we're using or we hear about of the side gig or the side hustle.
Right.
And you're going to help us dig through that a little bit, Natalie. But one verse that I found in the book of Ecclesiastes, which was, written a long time ago.
Do you think they call them side hustles in Ecclesiastes?
I don't know. Yeah, I'm looking at the New King James Version. Maybe in the Message he would have called it a side.
Let's see what it says.
In the morning, sow your seed, and in the evening, do not withhold your hand, for you do not know which will prosper, either this or that, or whether both alike will be good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to read it again. In the morning, sow your seed, and in the evening, do not withhold your hand, for you do not know which will prosper, either this or that, or whether both alike will be good. Now, I'm sure we can interpret this scripture in a myriad of ways. I actually went and looked up, you throw a phrase into Google and it, like throw your bread upon the water.
Mm-hmm.
Because you always talk about that, David. Mm-hmm. I'm pointing my finger at you.
You were allowed.
Like it's an investment thing. But all the interpretations of that scripture that in chapter 11, verse 1, cast your bread upon the waters, for you will find it after many days. Give a serving to seven and also to eight, for you do not know what evil will be on the earth, which is a really interesting verse. Mm-hmm. You've often spoken to me about that of investing or putting, but it's actually some interpretations talk about giving. So then I'm like, okay, well, that's not exactly the thing we're talking about with Natalie today.
Mm-hmm.
But then I went and kept reading and then I'm like, oh, but there's this verse about sowing your seed in the morning and the evening, and you don't know what's going to be given back to you through that seed you're sowing.
Yes.
And you could take it many ways,
absolutely.
But maybe today, in today's topic, I'm taking it as you've got this to work at and this to work at, mm-hmm. and perhaps you're going to gain some income and you're not quite sure how it's going to turn out when you start out.
Exactly. No, you're right. It could be looked at in very different ways. It could be help as many people as you can. You have an opportunity to help. So you never know the person that you helped, yesterday will come, you'll be able to sort of receive some benefit. Not that you're doing it for that purpose, but certainly in the purpose of generating income. I think it's so interesting that the Bible is so practical, right? and the spirit I get from this is diversify. Do not knot your hand. Do not withhold, so widely. And so even in seeking to increase income, right? Because we're talking about side hustles, what usually drives it is that I need to make some more money.
Yeah.
The life, inflation, everything. I need to make some more money. The question is, how do I go about doing that?
Mm-hmm.
As a financial coach, we look at the numbers and we said, okay, cut back in this spending and cut back in that. But there are times when they're already, doing everything they can. So I'm like, okay, so you really have to look in either getting a raise or side hustle, as we call it, to generate that increased income. And it starts with, say, okay, what's in my hand? I love when God said to Moses, what's in your hand? So, what's that interest? What's that talent? What's that passion? And there's so many things that we'll talk about that you need to look into if you decide to go that route.
Okay.
So it's really opening up our minds. Do not despair.
Mm-hmm.
If you need to make that extra income, okay, sit back, think it through. How can I, my time is a seed as well, right?
Yeah,
my talent is a seed.
Yeah.
So how can I disperse it so that it will bring a reward and solve that immediate income need that I have?
Yeah. Well, before we go there, Natalie, we would like you to tell us a little about yourself, because I was on the transformingminds.ca yesterday.
Yes.
And you wear several hats. So I know it's, and anyone who meets you, like, is like, isn't she fabulous? And I'm like, yes, Natalie is fabulous.
Oh, you're so kind.
Not to, I mean, and it's the spirit of the Lord in you. That's also quite fabulous. That is so fabulous. We give him glory, yes, for your life and how you bring this practical wisdom to so many people. So what are some of the hats you wear?
Yes, I wear many hats. I am professionally, I'm a human resources practitioner, and I love the training and development space and the planning aspect, you know, setting goals, helping to organize that, create that big picture, and then working backwards. How can I make it happen? So I do financial coaching, I do career coaching, and some amount of planning as well. And I think that's what I do. But when you get down to it, it's who I am. I'm passionate about purpose. Mm. And I love to help people realize, you know, it matters to me, because when we're operating in purpose, you know, we're most satisfied, mm-hmm, we're most competent. Mm-hmm. So I think that drive in me for purpose is what sort of helps me to manifest in, yeah, writing, in coaching, in speaking, mm-hmm, you know, those are just expressions of who I am, mm-hmm, which is someone who's really passionate about purpose. And I love to help people.
Yeah.
Oh, that's, yeah, wonderful. Yeah. Because you're also an author, because you did a number of years ago. We probably, if you go search it out on the, yes, website, you can find the interviews we did with you about your book, exactly, Set, Proceed, and Succeed in Your Career.
Correct.
And that's just a really practical book for folks. Like, yes, so if you can't meet with Natalie, you can read that book, and you lay it out so clearly.
Yes, absolutely.
Yep. And you can find the book on transformingminds.ca. So that's why I'm like, if you have it in front of you, you can see that that's certainly, and there's a new resource coming out, which we'll, yes, just mention on the way out, directed to youth. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yes. And because I'm passionate, one of the things that I've been feeling led to do is focus, Natalie, focus for deeper impact. And it was interesting. It was actually someone who, as I laid out what I'm doing, this, you know, they packaged it and said, you have a thing for youth. You know, I do mentoring and, you know, camps and so on. And then I was like, oh, yeah, I do have a thing for youth. And, you know, just pouring into the next generation. So, and the curious space as well is I've realized that God is kind of, not kind of, but took a while for me to own that, you know what, you have a special grace in this area. So use it to help others. So in terms of youth, I'm just trying to use those resources and shape resources to help them find their way in the space of career. Wow. So the most recent one is a parenting career workbook to bring them, okay, together. So,
and we're going to talk about that in another, yes, show, actually. Yes. So, yeah,
so little preview there about what it is. Super exciting, though. I am like super excited about that, because again, when we talk about money and youth, yes, again, there's a connection there. I mean, how many parents do I have saying, okay, can you talk to my kid? Yes. You know, he's 18, he's 19, he's young 20s, like, how, you know, even teenagers, how do we get them and start training them up in, yes, terms of money? And when it comes to money and career and all of that, there's a real synergy there.
Very close synergy, yeah, between,
yeah,
the two.
Yeah, exactly. Because, anyway, we're going to talk about that in another show. But I want to bring it back to the side hustle.
Yes.
Because a lot of people in this climate are thinking, okay, what else can I do to generate income? So what, okay, let's just define it. What, yes, is it?
You know what? A side hustle, it's not your main employment. So the first thing, what it's not your main job. You're not an employee. Mm-hmm. This is something that you do to generate extra income. And it's usually freelancing. You, right, know, you do it around your time, your availability. And it could be creating content. It could be that you're, you know, delivering products, you're pet sitting or babysitting, that kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. So it's that where this is something extra that I can do to generate income. But then it also needs to speak to your interest, right? You know, mm-hmm, that kind of thing. Okay, I'm really good at this. I find that I'm talented. I'm drawn to this. Okay. Therefore, I'm going to do it at the side. But I'm doing it on my terms. And that's one of the key things.
Right. Lots of people Uber drive. That's exactly. That I hear that one from our clients. Yes, I also Uber drive. And I'm like, oh, very interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and I think there's, you know, as we talk about some of that, and again, by way of definition, the goal is to generate income. Like yes. I am, you know, it's different from a hobby. And we talked about this yes. a little bit. A hobby is something I like to do where maybe I'll see some remuneration in terms of monetary.
Right.
But the reality is my main driver is not the monetary gain
exactly. I'm getting.
Usually with a hobby, the main driver is hey, I do this thing. Reb's hobby is knitting. And so when she does it, she A, finds some pleasure in actually doing the knitting.
Yes.
B, she's like, hey, I'm doing it and I get to give it away. I get to give it to this person, or I'm doing this. I'm making this blanket because I, you know, whatever it is. But it's not a monetary thing. Like exactly. if you were to pay her for the time and the resources and all that.
I'm not a fast knitter. It would be like, here's a blanket for $1,000. Yes. That's what I'm charging. Like, yeah, you just know who's going to pay for my blankets. $1,000.
But that's not a side hustle in the sense of, again, when we're talking about what is not, you know, the hobby could become a side hustle. But the mentality changes a little bit. And so, you know, there's an overlap there because, as you said, it's something that you really want and like to do. It
yes.
speaks to your passion. It speaks to something that you like to do. And yet you also, the main goal here is to generate income.
The main goal, and you have to keep your eyes on that. The side hustle, the main goal of that side hustle is to generate income. And you also have to think of how fast.
Right.
You know, how fast do I need this? How much do I need? And how quickly do I need this? Because that has to be used to determine what you do.
Right.
Some side hustles, it really takes time to nurture and develop. You know, if you're trying to do a web presence and for people to know you. But others is like, I need the money now. Let's go Uber or let's go, you know, do this immediate task at hand.
So if someone's listening and wanting and thinking, okay, I have a couple of ideas, like where do they start with this journey? Where do you encourage people?
Well, the first thing is, I think the most important thing is just knowing the driver. How much do I need? How quickly do I need it? Right. So that's that. When you understand that now, then you look around you at, okay, what's flexible to my time? Because if I have a 9 to 5, then that thing needs to fill in around it, right? So that can be another level of filter where you said, okay, is this flexible? Can I do it whenever I want to do it? And the other third thing is how quickly can I get the return? So the moment you identify those, and it must, again, relate to your interest, something at hand that you can do. So the moment you have that, then you begin to filter the time and the how much and how quickly and what is required. Is it a quick go or do you need a big startup?
And I think one of the things, you know, too, is a side gig and by definition, it's a gig. It's got a beginning, a middle, and an end in the sense that you go, okay, when I achieve that goal, I made that amount of money in that amount of time.
Right.
Then I don't have to do it again if I don't want to.
Exactly.
Right? Because, you know, we talk about kind of this gig, what do they call it? The gig mentality, not the, anyways.
Economy?
Kind of a gig climate where you might do 5 or 6 or 7 different gigs to generate, you know, money in different areas. But again, the goal is, by definition, you know, it's got to make money.
Yes.
And it's got to fit your schedule. And
yes.
it's got to get you where you want to go in terms of that monetary part of it. Right?
Exactly. Yeah. It has to. It needs to meet a need.
Mm-hmm.
So I, like you mentioned that it has a beginning, middle, and end. I just never thought about it ending.
And it depends because again, you have control over that. Some people just need to, I have this debt and I just need some extra income to pay it off and then I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay.
So that is something that you can, that's one option, but this may be something I want to nurture. I want to use it into retirement, you know, to transition me into retirement. I want to build this so that it's a legacy. You know, my children, if they're interested, could take this over. I could hand it over to someone. So it's very personal, right? And you are the boss of that. So you can decide whether it's a point in time, something I want to keep, hand over. it really because depends on you.
So I look at your life because it, like, you years ago worked in a government position.
Yes.
And then you did financial coaching. Yes. And then
that
you
was
your
side gig.
Yeah.
That was my side gig. That's right.
Except you didn't do it for remuneration. Let's just say.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we couldn't call it a hobby. So anyways, we'll go there. Yeah.
But now it seems like that's what Transforming Minds has become. So some people may see this side hustle thing become more.
Absolutely. That's
yeah.
Right.
And how do people know when, like, is there a transition time when they can leave that, like you did,
yes,
and then grab a hold? Like, can you speak to that?
That's a great question, because I started Transforming Minds over 10 years ago. I was going back in the history. I'm like, oh my goodness, 10 years this year. So it was, thank you. So it was just just there on the side. I did it when I had the time, you know, wife, mother, professional. It was a lot, right?
Yeah.
And then you get to a point, and that's very personal. You have to know that when I felt like, you know what, I want this to be more of what I do. And when you get past mid-career and you're like, you're not as young as you used to be and you're thinking about purpose and, you know, even more so. And then I decided to, you know, make that shift into making this side gig my main thing.
Yeah.
But it's a very personal decision. Everything has to line up because you still have bills to pay, right?
Yes.
So
was that a decision you made together with Seymour?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You do not go on that alone.
Yeah.
you know, that is something that, you know, you feel that you're led by God. You have the agreement,
yes,
of your spouse. So necessary, that unity there. And then you make that transition because there's going to be a period, right? It's not going to be, you know, sometimes people will tell you, to answer your question as well, the side gig needs to be giving you at least 2/3 or replacing your income or maybe twice your income. It's very different for everyone. Some people, I don't need my full income. I could live on 2/3 or half and still.
Right.
It's very personal.
Right.
And so you have to do that analysis.
Mm-hmm. So it's interesting because, you know, we talked about, in a sense, one of the drivers of a side gig by definition is that's going to make you money.
Yes.
And so in some ways, all of the elements of a business, when you think about it, and this is in a sense, maybe if I can say that from what I'm hearing from you, is there's a time where it's in a sense, it's the pre, there's not a lot of commitment, I can do it when I want
right.
to, and you know, there's an end or there's not an end,
right.
You know, I kind of get to do that. And then at somewhere, maybe, not everyone, but maybe there's a time where it's like, okay, now I have to transition that. I have to, all the way along, I've been thinking about it as a business, because a business, the whole point of business is to make a profit.
Exactly.
Like that, again, by definition, that's what it is. So it's like, yeah, my side gig is a business, but it's pretty flexible. But then, yes, there's a possibility that side gig could actually turn in like it did for you.
Exactly.
Where, yeah, I'm going to make the jump, and now I have to actually start thinking about this as a business and get a business license and do
exactly.
some of those things that you need to do to formalize when a gig formalizes into a business. And it may never get there, right?
It may never get there. And again, one of the things is that talk to people who are where you want to be, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't make that rash decision. So, and again, it depends, because my side gig was a side passion that I was nurturing, and I saw that one day it could become a business. Mm-hmm. But what if you decided to just, you know, be a part of an existing business,
right?
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's
yes.
something that you can jump in and out of anytime, because you're not the one who is carrying that.
Well, I think of things like, you know, Uber Eats or the
exactly.
Uber driver, where, you know, okay, is it really going to be a career, a business that I want to do? And there definitely are people that are doing that as a business. And I mean, I think of Uber and taxi drivers in the sense that they're in competition, but the taxi driver, that's his career. That's what he's doing. The Uber driver could be a career. And again, I don't want to bring that up for all those that are Uber and taxi sensitive. But the point is that there's a very close
yes.
and defining that my gig, I'm going to do this to generate some income to pay off some debt. Or build my emergency cushion.
Yes.
Right. So
you know, actually, you know, it's like a SMART goal. What is the SMART?
Yes.
You know, you're, Smarter goals. Yes. Anyway, you can go to our website and look at that. We've already done a show on that. But like you're setting, this is why I'm doing it. And that sounds to me like one of the most important things.
It is. When I have clients who were extra income is really the solution, I always say, okay, it's an extra demand on your time. You do have a 9-to-5, but give it an assignment. In other words, define the why. Mm-hmm. That could become that extra motivation. So I said, don't just lump it into your other main income. Say, okay, the income from this side gig or side hustle, it's to pay off my student loan. It's to save for my child's education because I have this. It's to do that. Give it an assignment. So then when you look back and while you're doing it and when you look back, you can say, oh, yeah, this is
the benefit of that. Yeah, I did this to do that. Exactly. I love that phrase, given an assignment. You always have such good phrases.
I think that's really important because, again, when we talk about the beginning, middle, and an end, you know, then you know, well, now if I want to, I can do another side gig, right?
Or you keep going and then it's becoming and evolving into something different. Because even a hobby for some women that I've followed in their craft or in their art, they start doing it little.
Well, look and at then cooking shows. My goodness. You know, like, how many of those cooking shows started by women or men in their own kitchen saying, I love cooking. Let's put a camera up and just start doing something.
There is a young lad in the UK. He's 13. My sister follows him and she sends us all his videos. And his buddies cook. And I'm sure that's how that started.
Yeah. Sure. Right. And that's, I mean, again, how do you, and we only have a few minutes left, but if there's a hobby that you love doing or something that you are willing to exchange your time, which is so precious, you cannot, your most precious commodity is time. It's not money. It's time because you never get that time back. Money, you can always generate more money. And that's what we're talking about today is what can you exchange your time? What is worthy in the sense of for you to say, yeah, I'm going to exchange my time to generate this income so that I can, and then you get to fill in the blank. Mm-hmm. And again, by nature, the side gig is one that just allows you to, start, do it. And then if I don't want to, great. But if it turns into a career, then that's cool.
And another thing I want to say as well is to look at the nature of the work because, is it going to be something that's going to require you to show up to make money, such as if you're Ubering? Or is it something that if you create content while you're sleeping, it's making money? Mm-hmm. So I am very sensitive to that because my time is so precious. So I tend to go towards creating content, which aligns with my skills.
Right.
And say, okay, while I'm sleeping, like people are downloading products. Yes. And I'm generating income.
Yes.
Those considerations.
And again, there's a whole world around that kind of, you do a video, put it on YouTube, enough viewers, it then creates some income. And that's a whole next show. Right? talk about that. Because, again, so many of us, and there's so many, and we really do have to wrap up. So, Reb, I'm going to let you pray today.
Father, thank you so much for all that you are providing for us in wisdom and knowing how to generate income in this economy and this climate. And we just thank you for Natalie. And for those listeners who have more questions, Lord, I just pray that you would be leading them and guiding them into this space that would be most helpful for them. And I pray this in Jesus' name. So next week, we're going to have you back and we're going to continue this conversation, but also flow it into your desire to help teens. That's right.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you, David.
And thank you for joining us and join us next week.
See you then.
Let's Talk Money is a division of More Than Enough Financial Fitness, where God is transforming hearts and bringing hope for today and freedom for tomorrow. For more information or to comment on today's show, please visit morethanenough.ca.